Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. 60 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. 60 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. 61 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 68 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 73 degrees.
NALJM testing. NALJM testing.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KF8BOT on mobile.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 73 degrees.
T-E-D-O-N, nothing, or T-E-D-R-H-P?
Nothing wrong with you either. Thank you very much, Doug. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Let's see, a couple of options come around the street. What is going on tomorrow evening? You've got a meeting that is the first of our planning sessions for the fall exercise. Yes, it's that time of year. October 12th will be here soon enough. So mark your calendars for the second Saturday in October. It's on the ARPLC website calendar as well. We'll have our idea gathering tomorrow and probably come out with the basic scenario before long. And the plan to choose to send the plan out to y'all 1 month prior to the exercise, just as we've been doing in the past. Tuesday, I'll be down to Diamonddale. We have the second drill for Fermi 2, and that is just ahead of the evaluated exercise, which will be later this month. So looking forward to getting down there for that. And then Wednesday evening is the Region 5 OXCOM committee, subcommittee meeting as part of the RECWID, the Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Working Group. And now you know why we call it RECWID. So anyway, if you're interested in joining that, if you don't have it, if you're not already on the list, you just drop me a note or a win link, K-E-A-D-O-N, and you can get an invite to that. It's on at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. All right, with that, let's go to KDE-RHP, followed by NAOBU. KDE-RHP, what's happening down your way?
Good afternoon, Max. Good to hear you. Good to hear those of you on the net. Not too much going on here, at least around the district. District's being quiet. Working on hoping to fill the vacancy in St. Joseph County pretty soon, so stay tuned there. Also, looking at this upcoming week, I'll be... Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be in the MOCOM trailer at the Calhoun County Fair, and I'll be basically being dispatched. So looking forward to that. Took some time off of work to be able to support that. So that's a good learning opportunity for me and supporting the CERB agency. Not too much other than that. As of now, went to Detroit this weekend and hung out there. Not too much off-com, radio-related or search stuff going on. So I'll give it back to you, Max. This is let me circle back. We did have an EF2 last week. EF2 last week, so in St. Joseph County. It just went just south of my work in the southwest corner of Kalamazoo County, and it went into, it started just north and west of Three Rivers, and that's where it wound up. It was about 8 miles long, and it started out as an EF1, their original ranking, and then they upgraded it to an EF2, so, left my work and went and spotted, didn't see anything, but, too close for comfort there. Anyways, that's all I got. Thanks for doing it. This is KD8RHP.
All right, KD8RHP, KD8RHP. Getting close to the weather like that, not necessarily the way you all have it, so glad to know you came through that all on time. And it would be nice to hear about getting the rating system up in St. Joe County. That would be good to hear. That's kind of prepared. Don't need too many elephants this time. Next up, we got MAOBU to be followed by KAJDD. Mr. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Working on the bench today, tuning up some duplexers for another repeater I'm going to put on the air, but nothing important here. Just riding along and trying to do my part. Thank you guys for being here. It's a little short. I think Jeff's out of town today, so I don't know if anybody was there to link everything else in or not, but I'm here. So thanks for being that control, and I'll sit here and listen out in case I'm needed. I need OBU.
All right, well, we appreciate you riding along and providing OBU every week. It's good service to have. Appreciate it. next we go to TAGDD, followed by KW5AS. This is Jim. How are things in Washington?
KADLN and the net, this is JBD, ECRO for Washtenaw County. Name is Jim. The people we just find got a little rough in spots. The propagation is kind of weird, but that's sort of what happens when you're in a minor geomagnetic storm, I suppose. But everything went well. Appreciate WDA USA running the net. What's happening here, one local radio club, Arrow, has a guy in that's going to be talking about fractional HF antennas on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to checking that out and seeing what's going on. And other than that, the only thing is there is a possibility, I'll find out probably tomorrow for sure, that I may be over in Wayne County sort of participating on the second exercise. Looking forward to that if that comes through. That'll be a great chance to sort of get over and see what's going on over in Wayne County. So I'm hoping I get the chance to go do that. Other than that, I've got a hex team that is sitting down there calling for me to put together. And so I got some other goodies. And one of these days, when I finally get around to a little extra time, I will go through and set that up. Had a 17-meter Roxton at one point, and a solar UV sort of eventually took out the fishing poles I used as shredders. So looking forward to get back and hammer the beam on 20 and 17. I figure that's the only ones that really need. Other than that, there's not a heck of a lot going on here. Enjoying the weather, having some great weather here for a change. Actually, in Michigan, the weather's not bad at all most of the time. And so I'm grateful for that. Anyway, thanks for running the NetMax, and I'll flip it back to you. KDADON, this is K8JBD.
All right, Jim, thank you very much for the report there. KHADD is KDAPN, Michigan section, 3 out of 3. Yeah, look forward to hearing you when, if you do get over to Wayne County, if I let you on the radio. We'll be listening from Diamonddale there. We're also, I should mention, we're going to have a couple of insects, I guess, so we're going to see if you can contact Wisconsin. They're approaching, I'll see if they can. When they've operated on the Region 5 maps, you mentioned that, but most of the operators tend to be running from their home location. I go to the RCOC when it's my turn to be net control, mainly because the equipment's better, and it also gives us a chance to really test on that location as well. So, hopefully we get down there, and like I said, hopefully we'll get to chat with them. All right, next we go northbound. We're going to go up to Menominee, AW5AS, to be followed by WVUSA. Hey, Skip, I waved when you drove by. I don't know if you saw me or not. What's happening up your way?
This is KW5AS. Good afternoon, good night. First of all, I can hear everybody. Just that alone is a great achievement. And sorry I missed your way. I was looking, but couldn't find you at the time. As far as what's going on here, well, I've been figuring around. I have Windlink working both on packet and backdoor. I have managed to, on a good night when propagation was good, I managed to catch a packet station in Wisconsin that I could actually test out and send. So I've got backdoor packet working. Was working on digital modes. I was running an old version of MixW 2.0 and 2.1. But anyways, it allowed me to use Olivia, but not a lot of other modes like FT8 wasn't invented yet back then. So I for a while there, I tried some other software, couldn't get it to work. So I'm in the process of just hooking the old MixW backup on my old TF2000. Right now I'm on the 590. I've got two HF rigs. I had two of them for when I was in hurricane territory. That way I can actually split the station into two and have one station ready and hooked up to PAC-4 while the other one could actually run voice. So I have one for digital, one for voice. And it worked out pretty well, son. And I assume that I'd like to see if I could talk to some people around here to set up similar to what I had in Texas. I had a good station that I could run on battery or generator. So what I could do is when you had EOCs that were not in great spots with great antennas, I could be a relay station where I could pick up the traffic and then pass the traffic on to EOC and back and forth. Which was fun. Other than that, just kind of tinkering around. I know winter's going to be here soon, so I'm trying to get all the outside stuff done so I can do the inside tinkering for winter. And also, I'd like to get the house done and the house order. I think I will probably sell the place next year. Just getting older, and I think that I would rather not shovel snow the rest of my life. And I over that control, KW5A.
All right, thanks for the request. KW5AF, KUDM, Michigan Section 8 RPLC net. Having multiple modes of Windlink available to you is a good thing. You never know which way you're going to be able to reach out and touch somebody, and so having options is a good thing to have on the table. Please plan, right? And then as far as portable setups go, I know that they play with portable stations and doing relays a lot on the east side of the peninsula, so it's good to be able to have some portable capabilities over on that side as well. At some point, you should be able to connect end-to-end, I would hope, and two relays at least be able to do something there. So. Sounds like a really good way to go there. So, let's see, with that, let me go to the next one, bring us to the bottom of the roster. So, Mr. Joe, first off, thank you for taking the news this afternoon. I unfortunately was not able to join, but WDUSA, how are things? How's everything else going?
Yeah, KATON and the Michigan Archinet, WDUSA, first of all, new stations, good real. A lot of them, all of them are good readable, is that it? Which is a delight. 60 was extremely short, so was 40 to a great degree. Guess we had that minor solar storm going on, so it's new. But, and then there were some problems with D-Star, but we collected them all on DMR. So, yeah, it was a challenge, but yeah, you're frequently challenged, so you just deal with it. And Skip, just some information for you. If you're planning on moving into a condo situation, be aware of restricted covenants. Man, you don't want to get yourself into that bailiwick. So just a word of warning. I tend to avoid that, and I have no intention of getting into that situation. I'd rather shovel snow. Last question for you, when is the 6th district up for this net, over?
WDUSA, this is KD8RHB. Net control doesn't have a good copy on you. What is your question for relay?
My question is, when is district 6 up for this net? As control, over.
Stand by. WDUSA, 2 weeks from today, August 25th, over.
Okay, August 25th, Max is not hearing me. If you could relay to Max that, okay, I'm going to write that down. Hey, your CNET. All right, Michigan. 6th District. All right. And also relay to Max that I would like that link for the Redwood meeting on Wednesday, and we'll be able to make it. And also, Max, if you're hearing me, my main project over this summer has been getting the antenna system up at the new Red Cross building on Broadmoor and Grand Rapids. The antennas are all up. So next week we'll start running the feed lines from outside into the shack. and then wait for the professional installers to do the groundwork, and then that project will be done. So that's my big, big project. Well, basically all summer is getting that system up and running. And it'll be a complete system. It will have PAC-TOR 3, VHF, UHF complete, also 2 meter sideband and other modes, DMR, it'll have that and D-Star. So it'll be a pretty complete setup when we're done. So I guess that's about it for, and like I said, a near all station's pretty good, but evidently I've hit it too much, but that stands to reason what I experienced on the Oxcom not today. Wish everybody a great rest of the weekend, and Max, back to you, WDA USA, over.
All right, thanks, Joe. T-E-D-O-N, did you copy any of that?
Negative, he's just down right into my lifeline, unfortunately.
All right, so comments from WDA USA. He's asking if you could send him the link for the Reckwick meeting on Wednesday. He also mentioned that they've been focused on the antenna system in Grand Rapids at the Red Cross building. Said that they're getting, it should have PAC-TOR 3, VHF, UHF, DMR, and D-Star, and a few other things there. So that was his main message back to you, over.
Okay, Roger, thank you for relaying. I will be sending out the meeting reminder probably tonight. So thank you again for the relay there, Brett. This is KEADON, Michigan Testing out DRCNET, and we have reached the bottom of the roster, so I'll take a pause here and see if there's anything else you'd like to check in. Please call now.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron, and Saginaw County.
ACYDF, anyone else wishing to check in? In relay. All right, Mr. Rand, KCYDF, over to you for comments. How are things in Saginaw?
This is KC8YVF, Ron ECRO for Saginaw County. Not too much going on here in Saginaw County this month. Back on the August 6th, we participated in the National Night Out, part of the county event. Had a very good showing, even though it had rained quite a bit earlier in the day. They were still able to get the event off. Normally they bring in a helicopter or two, but none of those arrived this year because of the weather, the cloud cover and things like that, so that did not happen. But they were able to adjust to put all the vehicles on in the parking lot rather than on the lawn where they normally park them. It's out held normally at the Saginaw Township soccer fields. But it turned out very well attended. 2,000-3,000 people at least. We had our county communications trailer set up. There were 7 of us there that were manning the trailer to do tours through the comms trailer, talk about amateur radio, emergency service, weather spotting, and whatever else they wanted to know. So we did set up at 5 o'clock. The event started at 6, ran to about 9 o'clock. And like I said, we had a good turnout there for that. Coming up on the 22nd is our next ARES training. This is our normal welcome back kind of thing. We give them July off, so we do kind of a little cookout to start out the night, and then we do a movie night where we come up with some emergency type of preparedness, movie-related type thing. We've been doing this for probably 10, 12 years. So it welcomes everybody back. They get something to watch that's kind of emergency and preparedness oriented. So it's a good time. September, we'll be in mode. We'll be doing our training down at our 911 center at the conference room there in preparation for the SAT in October. So hopefully we'll have a little preliminary information that I can pass along to everybody at that meeting, since it falls the fourth Thursday of the month there in September. So that's what I've got from Saginaw County. Back to net control, KCYVF.
All right, KCYVF, can you be on Michigan section PSC now? Well, I will
here yesterday. My plan right now is to be able to get the exercise plan out by about the 14th of September, so I think that might work out for you as to being able to have information to send along. So earlier than that, I had mentioned that that's our first planning session will be tomorrow night, and of course the set itself will be on October 12th. Let's see here. Let's see. Once again, at the bottom of the roster for the Michigan section here at PSC. If there's anyone else wishes to call before we close, please call now. All right, hearing none, we had a runtime of 23 minutes and 7 seconds. Thank you very much for joining this afternoon. That will conclude this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Next week, District 5 has a turn at the wheel, and we wish everyone a good, safe, and healthy week ahead. This is KEDON, closing this session and returning this frequency to normal LTEs. KEDON.
Thanks for being net control. Thanks to everybody that participated. We'll try to catch you again next week, 73, and it'll be your clearing remote.
I appreciate your help, KEDON.
KEDRHB.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KEDRHB, clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 73 degrees.
W8CTP. KF8BLX monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees.
November 8, Delta Tango, this is KF8AYL. How are you doing this evening?
Doing all right. We are on our way back home, coming down I-75 back to Lake Orion, currently south of Saginaw, and probably be home about 11 o'clock. Same here as Dave, and home QTH is Lake Orion.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're probably not too far from me at the moment, actually. I'm in Birch Run here, coming off the Guilford Tower, probably the same place you're off of at the moment. How's traffic on I-75?
Well, so far everything's fine. I shouldn't say that. Just a knock on some wood, but it doesn't get bad till we get in a little closer, but it's been fine so far, moving right along. We didn't get off until 7:15, something like that. So a lot of the heavy traffic is already gone, I guess.
Yeah, I generally just avoid the Birch Run town proper on Sundays and Fridays, because I know on Fridays it's usually the northbound people getting off and getting gas and stopping at the Myers and stopping at the restaurants there, and Sundays it's usually the southbound. I don't need to go into town. I don't need to go into town today. I'm good. But last weekend, southbound I-75 on Sunday was a nightmare. So, yeah, I don't know what it is weekend to weekend, but count your lucky stars, because traffic's flowing. Life's good.
Yeah, Roger. We were in the traffic last weekend, but we had a late start, and so we missed a lot of it. And then we tend to cut off and take 69 over and down into Lake Orion instead of taking that rest of the mess in I-75 there. So, anyways, so far, so good. I'm just wondering how I'm making it there. Am I full quieting? I'm just running a handy-talky here, 5 watts, into a little quarter wave that I got stuck on the window of this new truck. Just wondering what it sounded like.
I mean, there's some slight background noise and a little bit of, a little bit of louder fry in there, but your audio is, I'd say 80%. It's really good. I have no problem making out what you're saying. But there's a little bit of background noise, but nothing I would say I would worry about.
Yeah, Roger. I'm starting to hear just a little bit of flutter on the repeater, so that means I'm going to disappear pretty quick. So anyways, what was the name there?
My name's Ken.
All right, Ken. Well, very nice to meet you, and thanks for the radio check there. I can see that we're approaching the bridge, and a lot of cars is trying to fill in here. So I guess I better get both hands back on the wheel. 7310, nice talking to you, and probably catch you again. Drive this way a lot, so probably see you on down the road. 73, November 8, Delta Tango, off and clear.
Yeah, good chatting with you. Safe travels. Camp 80 Whale.
David, are you still there? David, WHSS, Whiskey 8 Sierra, Sierra.
Yeah, W8SS, this is an ATT. Go ahead.
Roger, Roger. Thank you for coming back. My name is Joe. I was just, as you guys were chatting, I was looking at QRZ, and it looks like you put together a nice station there, and I particularly like the old Heathkit stuff, the SV line stuff, the transceiver and the external VFO. Really nice. Did you recabinet the external VFO? It looked like it was a different cabinet.
Yeah, it's a black walnut cabinet that I made out of wood that was a tree we cut down. And my brother and I cut it into planks, and we had wood chop rigged up and had a planer so we could clean it all up. And it was just really a piece of scrap. But the VFO was actually the tube version. The SB-102 that's in the picture has the solid state version of that, what they call the LMO, the linear master oscillator. But I found that tube-based unit out of a broken down SB-101 that I saw at a ham fest, and I thought, well, if that VFO works, that's what I want. And I modified it to work with the SB-102, and that worked sweet. It was really cool. But yeah, I made a cabinet. And it was aluminum panel that I rubbed with steel wool to get the grainy look to it. And I bought the plastic parts for the dial and built it into that wooden case.
Yeah, Roger, that looks really nice. I think that's a really cool idea. And it's nice to be able to blend two hobbies, you know, the electronics and communications hobby with the woodworking. And that's really sweet. I like it. I thought it was really cool. But I took like a second look at it. I looked at it and I said, oh, here's what he's got. And then I went, hey, what the heck's different about that? So anyway, no, that's nice. And by the way, I really like the old SB series Heathkit stuff. And it was always very good. I mean, yeah, you're right, tubes and all that. But look, it was good stuff. And it was really well, it was easy to fix. It was easy to keep running, easy to tune up, and worked really, really well. Plus, there was a lot of band spread the way they did the their oscillator. So, you know, it was kind of reminiscent, if you will, of the old Collins stuff that had the 200 kilohertz VFOs. Anyhow, we need to sort of station. Today, I guess that would be considered an old-school station, but a damn nice one. And did you build it yourself, by the way?
Yeah, I built the entire SB line and probably a couple other dozen Heathkits in my life. Yeah, that SB-102 I built when I was 12 years old. Previous to that, I had an HW-16. The only rig I ever sold. I never should have got rid of it, but I needed money. Yeah, I had an HW-16. I built that when I think I was 9. I got licensed then. And then after a couple of years, I got the 102, actually probably only about a year. I got the 102 and I built that, and got the spectrum analyzer, got the monitor scope, got the station console. I got the complete SB line, even the electronic gear, and all kinds of various other things. I even built the Heathkit guitar amplifiers and stereo amplifiers and just about just anything you can think of. There's a really good book of all the Heathkits that was really cool to get because it's got pictures of every single kit that I ever built, and that was pretty cool. And all that SB line still operates, except my monitor scope. I got a short in the high voltage transformer, and I got to replace it, but the thinking transformer is like $150, so I don't know whether I really want to do anything with it. And it would be cheaper ID.
Yep, Roger, that, W8SS. I like that stuff. It was a lot of fun, and I can tell that you have an addiction to burning rosin smoke. Yeah, I built them all. I liked them all. I really enjoyed these kits. I miss it very much. And it was a lot of fun to sit down and have a project for a weekend, you know, maybe sometimes longer, you know, depending on the size of the project, to put the thing together and solder it. But you know how everything went from hand-wired chassis, it went to PCs, and then from there it went to, you know, more modular stuff, and of course, the ICs that got bigger and bigger and then had processors in them, and the next thing you know, everything was different. But, you know, the nice thing about all that is it taught you to solder things that we never did in the Heathkit days, like surface-mounted devices. And soldering them wasn't hard. You could repair them. It was reasonable. But, yeah, I hear you. Things changed over the years, didn't they? They sure did. Hey, and you know, the hobby has changed. And I don't know. That's a long discussion. But I just don't hear the number of people on that I used to hear on. I don't hear the level of technical excellence among the people that I used to hear. And I don't hear... I hear more people on digital modulation systems and working through reflectors that don't even understand. You know, they say, "Well, I worked in Australia on my HT today." Well, sort of, you know. But anyhow, you've got a nice antenna system and you have a fine station, and that was very very admirable, and was something that I know I did the same thing you did growing up. You know, I liked all this stuff as a little guy. And I was dying to do it and build it up and build a station and get the antennas up high in the air and have a Yagi and all that. And slowly but surely I made all that come true. But I fully understand what you're saying. Anyhow, it's really nice to see the old classical gear and have talked to somebody who actually built it and knows how to make it work.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that 102 has been through a lot. When I retired it and put a Kenwood PSA-30 in its place, I still use it, but I kept it at a cabin I had up in the middle of the state. And at one point, I turned it on, and it caught fire. And it turned out that a mouse had built a nest right inside the RF cage for the 6146 final. And... it caught on fire, and I put it out, but it ended up burning traces off of some of the band select boards that big band switch goes through that stack of boards, and I had to remake traces out of pieces of wire and stuff like that. But I made it work, and, you know, retuned it up so the minor variances and tolerance were all taken care of, and the power supply for it, I was using it. I moved it to another house, when I built a place up in Boyne City, and I would turn it on and just have it in the background listening to it, because you know, it would warm up the shack for me with those 19 tubes in it. And I went outside and was doing something, and I came back in, and the house smelled absolutely horrible. And it turned out that the choke in the high network of the output of the 800 volts on that power supply had burned up, and, you know, it was a tar-impregnated, you know, windings, and, oh, my God, was that an awful smelling thing. And I was able to find one of the chokes for cheap, but I don't remember who I got it from. I think it was off of eBay or something like that. But I rebuilt it and made it work again, and so all that SP stuff works except for the power supply problem in the SP-16.
Roger that. Well, that's great, Dave. I don't know if I ever mentioned, my name's Joe. I'm on a handheld. I'm located in Fenton. Yeah, that's great. Well, even what you did there is you made the mistake of turning it on and letting the smoke out, you know? that's happened to me in the past, believe me. I think the worst thing I had in a long while here was I had a... air variable that arced due to an antenna problem, and when it arced, it soldered the, you know, it was a high voltage arc, and it it soldered the rotor to the stator in an air variable capacitor, which of course took an 8877 out. Just boom, out. And now I use that tube as a paperweight. I like it so much because it's an iMac too. That's the worst part. It wasn't a Svetlana, it was a iMac. And I've got it on my desk here as a paperweight, but that's the kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah, Roger. And you're right. You know, you can get into that stuff and work on it and fix it. I still love it. What I'm going to do is the mini check's got the FTEVX 5000 in it, which I absolutely love that rig. That is just a wonderful radio. But I love my old stuff, and so I'm eventually going to remodel my shack. And instead of it being built on the desk like you see it, it's going to be more of like a wraparound table that takes up the room. And I want to put the whole SB line back together, so all the pieces are set up as a retro 70s heat kit station. But for now, it is what it is. I modified the spectrum scope and the band scope to work with the FTDX 5000, which is crazy. I mean, who would do something that ridiculous? But I love those old scopes so much. I just wanted to see them flickering all the time. So I spent the time to, design some interfaces and make it go. But I think I will eventually make it more of the modern shack and the shack that I grew up with. Anyways, yeah, Joe, nice talking to you. I'm still sounding the repeater's coming in really well. I'm surprised. And I just got a quarter wave that stuck on the back rear window just sitting alongside the car. And I'm talking about an FE70D. So about maybe 5 watts. I can't believe I'm still hanging in there. So probably going to drop like my hat. So that's 73D, Joe. Nice talking to you. And we're trying to. So probably run into you again. November 8, Delta Tango.
Roger that. Well, thank you very much. You got a great signal. You're holding in real well. Yeah, when you get a chance, go to QRZ and look up Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. You'll see a lot of my woodwork on there, and you'll see my station and, of course, the antennas we built and all that kind of stuff. Anyhow, pleasure speaking with you, and we'll look forward to hearing you again, as they used to say years ago, later down the log. Anyway, listen, take it easy, and a beautiful station, Dave, and I really like the classic Heath Kit stuff. That was beautiful. All right, Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. Bye-bye for now.
All right, real fine, Joe. And by the way, I will say you are the first and only one that has ever picked out that VFO as being something different. And you got an eye for it. Let me hear you.
And like I say, look mine up on QRZ and you'll see why. There's all kinds of projects on my page, and it goes on and on forever. Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. Bye-bye now.
22 hours. Partly cloudy. 63 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees.